If you've got questions about your student loan, how you should pay it off, or who you should borrow it from, the person to call is Ray Kaplan. She joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Ray. I'll let you hit the button, Producer Elif. Ray, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, John. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You sent me an article a couple of days ago about the incoming administration's plan on student loans. What's the story here?
Well, unfortunately, it's still a little bit unclear. What I can gather so far from everything is that basically it looks like they essentially want to eliminate about $10,000 from everybody's federal student loan debt. Now, that probably won't include FFELP loans, but it definitely will include, from my understanding, direct federal student loans, and potentially federal Parent PLUS loans might be eligible for this as well. So I know you and I have talked about this a few times. I always advise people to almost never to turn their loans from a federal loan into a private loan, but that is really important right now as well, because let's say you have a $30,000 loan balance and you go and refinance your loans with a private lender, you would have gotten $10,000 knocked off the balance. So we want everybody to, you know, if you're considering doing something like that, at least wait or give us a call, you know, after the Biden administration is sworn in, so that we can figure out whether or not you're going to be eligible for this $10,000 in relief.
Pardon me, Ray. So $10,000 for which kind of loans, private or public?
Just federal student loans, not private student loans. So none of this relief will actually apply to private student loans. So if you have a lender, for example, Discover, Wells Fargo, one of those lenders. But if the lender is the Department of Education and you'll have a servicer, for example, Navient or Mohila or Fed Loans. But the way to make sure we can walk people through that process to see whether or not you have federal or private student loans. But it looks like most people will be eligible for $10,000 in relief. I don't think that they're going to do more than that, but you never know. There is some support for knocking a little bit more off the balance than $10,000, although I think that that's
more.
Probably where it will wind up. Yes.
More. I was going to ask you if you think there's the strength in Congress and the White House for the new administration for $10,000 at all. And I know that the Congress has changed, and so too will the administration. Do you think that's going to happen?
I do think so, because I think with this type of legislation, it would be possible for the Biden administration to potentially do it without the approval of Congress. In other words, through an executive order. Now, that could be challenged by Republicans and it might end up going to the Supreme Court, but I don't think so. I think that if they really want to do it, they could do it through an executive order.
Will there be qualifications, income earned, family income, stuff like that?
It doesn't look like there will be any of those provisions. I would be surprised.
If I'm making $100,000 a year and I don't have much more debt other than my, say I have $11,000 in debt, student loans, and I'm making $100,000 a year, they would wipe $10,000 of those off?
Yes, looks that way. Yep. And I see what you're saying. And a lot of people don't think this is fair because a lot of people who have federal student loans have gone to grad school and are doing pretty well. So the idea here is that it's really giving middle class and upper middle class people a big taxpayer subsidized break. But there are people out there that only have $10,000 in student loans or $12,000, and they're making, you know, $25,000 or $30,000 a
sure,
year.
Sure.
Also, a lot of people unemployed right now because of the coronavirus, so it would provide relief for them. They seem to think that it'll have a stimulating effect on the economy, which is, you know, I think what they're going for.
Well, I suppose it might that. There is a debate about how much of that money does get returned to the economy, like restaurants, bars, shoe stores, stuff like that. But
right.
I think it will be upsetting to some people that this is a little bit like the stimulus. Some people really need it. Let's get it to them. Some people don't. It's kind of a blunt instrument when maybe you need something a little more surgical. But I guess they're not going to take the time to look at every student loan and figure out if that person deserves $10,000 or less, right?
Right. I think that they think that that would be a little bit too cumbersome for the Department of Ed to handle. The other question that they're looking at is whether or not to extend the forbearance. Because as you know, the forbearance right now only goes through January 31st. and they're looking at whether or not they're going to extend it. They indicate that they think they probably are, so we'll have to stay tuned for that as well.
I wonder when this would then be enacted. So say I've got student debt. By the way, is this maybe a signal to people, hurry up and borrow $10,000 right now, because in a month or so it might be forgiven. If you need to borrow money for college, do it now, because it's a roll of the dice, but it might be forgiven. What do you think of that?
That's interesting. You know, I have not read anything about whether or not there's going to be a date that the loans, like a cutoff.
Right.
I'm assuming that there would be. I hope there would be, because you're right, that would incentivize people.
I just thought of that all by myself. I think I'm going to go to school and borrow $10,000 and let everybody else pay for it. There was another question I had for you about this, Ray. So $10,000, new administration, they wipe it off. There'll probably not be many qualifications. So I guess that's a real thank you very little to the people who just paid off their student loan. We're not going to write them a $10,000 check, are we?
No, we're not. And I agree. I understand that position. It is not fair in general for people who have just finished, you know, paying off their loans. I will say that usually what we see is that when there's some type of forgiveness, they usually do something else to kind of get the money anyway. Like, they may change the payment plan so that the calculus means that your payment goes up a little bit. So even though you're getting a $10,000 reduction in your balance, your payment might go up a little bit on the remaining balance. And so that way they kind of make up the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that, but they're not going to get $10,000. Listen, I'll make that deal as long as the new interest or rate is not going to cost me $10,000. Ray Kaplan's on a phone, and her website, by the way, is financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com. If you're going to borrow money for college, or if you have borrowed money for college, how should you pay it off? In whose name should you borrow it? The rules are to your advantage, but you may not know them. That's what Ray does. Can you tell? Financialrelief.com. Will you take a couple calls for us, Ray?
Of course.
Dennis, you're on WGN. What's your thought? You're on the air.
Instead of forgiving debt, which is a little bit aggravating to old people like me, because I've paid every debt I've ever had,
yeah,
why not just reduce the interest rate to like 0.005%,
yeah,
on the existing balance.
Make it the principal, in other words. What about that, Ray Kaplan?
Well, I think that would actually cost the government too much money, because remember, interest accrues on these loans daily from the moment you take out the loans. So to reduce the interest rate on everybody's student loans, I actually think would cost far more. In terms of the money that would the Department of Education and
really?
The government would lose.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm surprised you. That doesn't make sense to me. It would seem to me like everybody keep paying, but instead of 7%, you're going to pay 3%, but you're still going to pay. That might cost them more than $10,000 a person. Then those people have pretty outstanding loans.
Right, exactly. Well, the caller was saying maybe reduce the interest to zero or 1% or something. That would really make a huge dent, and I know that they would never be willing to do that. And the interest rate is set by Congress, and right now the rates are pretty good. I believe for Parent PLUS loans it's a little over 5%. For regular student borrowers, I believe it's 4.35% or so right now, the last time I checked. So they're pretty low right now, but I have seen them much higher. Years ago, they were 8%, 7%.
Yeah.
So they're pretty low right now.
Dennis, thanks for the call. I'm just going to rush over to Diane. You're on WGN. Diane, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Good morning. I think you already answered my question since I called in, but let's say I have $60,000 in loans. Let's say they take away 10, so now I'm at 50. I think I heard you say to make up for it, they might make my monthly payment higher.
On the 50.
Correct.
But that makes no sense. Let's say one of us in the household has lost our job. We're still hurting. Why would you make, I'm not blaming you, but why would they make our payment higher?
Yeah, Ray, why would you do that? Ray, talk about that.
I understand. Well, the idea, remember, is that the borrower, whoever's name is on the loan, is the one responsible for the payments, and that's who the payment plan applies to. And they apply a formula. And if they make changes to the formula, so right now the formula is for Parent PLUS loans, it's a 20% of your gross disposable income is what the monthly payment is supposed to be under an income contingent repayment plan. So if they do too much forgiveness, they would probably have to change that calculus. So maybe the payment will be 25 or 30%. And I hear what you're saying, but that's generally what happens, is that they need to find a way to, quote, make up the loss, even though they're giving a lot of people a benefit. And what they do is they decide, okay, the people who have a $10,000 or $12,000 balance, they're going to get major relief, but people who, say, have $30,000, $40,000, or $60,000, they're going to get $10,000 in relief, but their payment's going to go up, tick up a little bit. It might not tick up at all. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if they found a way to do that.
All right, we got to run, Ray, but if you just said contingent repayment plan, can I qualify that? Can anybody qualify for that? Can I just say, hey, it's hard to make my payments. Let's put me on this 20% thing. Can anybody do that?
Pretty much everybody qualifies for an income-based repayment plan, and that is a very good option, and we walk people through that and help them with that all the time.
Okay, so this isn't a commercial, but it is for Ray Kaplan's law firm. It's financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com. Fascinating, intriguing news today. Ray, let's talk maybe in the week or so. We'll follow this story.
Sounds great. Yeah, let's keep in touch.